Germans go to the polls later this month in an election that will shape the future of Europe's largest economy. Chancellor Angela Merkel is stepping down, and we have NPR correspondent Rob Schmitz to tell us about it from Berlin. Hey, Rob.
Hey, Scott.
Angela Merkel, at least from far away, has been this steady symbol of post-Cold War European values. I mean, for 16 years, mm-hmm. to put a point on it, she took the job before the first iPhone came out.
Long That's right.
Why is she stepping down now?
Well, you know, she actually wanted to step down before Germany's last election in 2017, but she reportedly reversed that decision after Donald Trump won the U.S. presidency. Would have left her as one of the world's last torchbearers for liberalism in the West, and she wanted to make sure that she stuck around. When she finally announced she would step down in 2018, her party had just had a very poor showing in an important state election, one of the party's traditional strongholds. And she commented at the time that things within her party needed to change, and she, as chancellor, was one of them.
Speaking of her party and where it is now, in Germany's parliamentary system, of course, the voters pick parties, not a chancellor directly. The leading party in the polls is the Social Democrats, and they mm-hmm. have candidate Olaf Scholz. Who is he, and what's on his wish list?
Olaf Scholz is a career politician. He's 63 years old. He's a former labor lawyer who grew up in Hamburg, Germany's largest port city. He was actually mayor of Hamburg for 7 years, and he's credited with solving a thorny housing crisis in the city by initiating a building boom, which transformed Hamburg into a tourist destination. He served as labor minister during Merkel's first term as chancellor, and now in her final term, he's serving as finance minister. He's also been a member of parliament for decades. He's been referred to in the German press as the German version of Joe Biden. He's someone who's given his life to serving in the government. He knows how to make a law. He knows how to get it passed. He knows how to keep an economy together. And he knows how to build a coalition.
So a very known commodity. Meantime, right. Angela Merkel's party, the more conservative Christian Democrats, for now at least, are slipping. I mean, they ran Germany for a whopping 16 years. Why are they sliding in the polls?
Well, one problem is the candidate they chose. Armin Laschet, who leads Germany's most populous state, is, to put it mildly, not a popular politician. He's temperamental, he's seen as arrogant, and he's made big public gaffes during his campaign. The worst one was in July, when during a speech by Germany's president mourning the victims of the floods that month, Laschet was caught on video in the background laughing. But these errors in judgment are the least of his problems. I spoke to Heinrich Wefing, managing editor of the political desk at German newspaper Die Zeit, about this. And he says a bigger issue is simply filling the shoes of a larger-than-life chancellor.
His key problem is that he represents the party and the government that has been in office for 16 years now. Not under his command, but under Angela Merkel. So arguing that change is necessary puts him in a very difficult spot.
Well, meantime, of course, these past 16 years, a lot has changed in the world and a lot has changed for Germany. So what are the kind of big issues you hear voters talking about now?
Well, I think the biggest issue when I speak to voters is Germany's economy. Germans are worried about the pandemic's impact on the EU's largest economy, and they want to ensure that jobs aren't lost as we go through what is now a fourth wave of the coronavirus. The environment is also a big concern. More than 180 people died as a result of horrible flooding in July that was brought on by climate change. So ensuring that Germany is reducing its carbon emissions and preparing for future climate-related disasters is really important for German voters.
Yeah, and very quickly, can we talk for a moment about Angela Merkel's legacy? I mean, what will her lasting legacy be, you know, to her supporters and to her detractors in the next few years?
Well, Merkel has left Germany better than she's found it, and she's been a very popular chancellor. And I think whoever is the next chancellor will find it difficult to step out of that shadow. That's not a bad situation to be in because they're inheriting a country that's doing quite well right now. But it's going to prove to be a challenge for whomever prevails on September 26th.
Now, Rob, there are several other parties in the running here, and no matter who takes the top spot in this election, they're going to have to form some kind of a coalition with other parties to govern. How might that shake out?
Yeah, it's not going to be quick and easy. And that's because no party has, at least in the polling numbers we've seen so far, a clear majority. Whichever party receives the most votes will likely have to form a coalition with not just one other party, but at least two other parties in order to form a new government. After the last election in 2017, it took Angela Merkel months to do this. And this time around, it's expected to take a long time, too. So it's likely that Germans will get to hold on to Chancellor Merkel for months to come as all of these parties try to negotiate with each other.
NPR's Rob Schmitz in Berlin. Rob, thanks as always.
Thank you.